This is John Batchelor, conversation with Andrea Stricker of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies about proliferation and uranium ore. And an astonishing fact, 2 years into the Russian attack on Ukraine, 2 years of the EU and NATO and the U.S. digging deep to supply Ukraine and to sustain what's left of the population, I learned that the sanctions regime directed at Russia by the EU and the United States has a large missing piece. Rosatom, the Russian Nuclear Energy Agency, build the plants, mine the ore. The U.S. and many of its allies, including France, continue to buy from Rosatom. Rosatom makes $14 billion a year, $2 billion of which comes out of the United States. Puzzle. Why? How is this happening? Why hasn't it been stopped? Sanction the oil? Sanction, secondary sanctions the banks? Why not Rosatom? Andrea Stricker explains. Andrea Stricker, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. Uranium from Russia, right now, running American nuclear power plants, we suppose. Is nobody noticing at the Biden administration? Is State Department too busy? We're sanctioning them. They're at war. We're trying to cut off their economy from growing. What explains this?
Right. So the reason we're in this situation is, well, for one, the administration, Europe, don't want to upset energy markets with a hasty ban on Russian nuclear imports because we are so dependent. In the EU, you also have Hungary that wants to retain ties to Rosatom. And to a certain extent, France also wants to retain ties. But in the U.S., we also let all of our domestic uranium industry fall into disarray over the past two decades. We didn't even enrich uranium at all until late last year when the Centrus Corporation opened a new plant in Ohio. And then we also have the Urenco plant in New Mexico, which says it can now meet U.S. nuclear fuel demand. But to answer your question, the U.S. Department of Energy has been quietly working to help U.S. utilities stockpile at least 2 years of supplies in anticipation of a formal ban. Whether they expect that to come from the Biden administration or from Congress is unclear, but it is positive that we're moving in this direction.
More of this later. Thank you.